today, text the word MART, M-A-R-T, to the KVOE Bluestem text line, 620-342-5863, for your chance to win a $25 gift card from Country Mart. Winner announced tomorrow. KVOE Live and Local, good morning on a Thursday. Cloud cover, now 58 degrees, and it is time for the ESU Buzz, brought to you this morning by Emporia State Federal Credit Union, Lyon County's leading mortgage lender, NMLS number 424226. And by Emporia State University, hands-on learning that prepares students for successful careers. Discover the possibilities at emporia.edu.
If you're a college-bound high school student or a current college student looking to transfer, I've got a stunning number for you. This year, Emporia State University awarded more than 2,900 scholarships. 2,900! So on top of already being one of the best values for getting a great college degree, they made it even more affordable with thousands of available scholarships. So if you're looking to get a degree in a high-demand field like business, nursing, education, and cybersecurity, Emporia State University is a great investment in your future. Learn more. Schedule your visit today at emporia.edu.
Needing to consolidate debt or make improvements to your home? Look no further than Emporia State Federal Credit Union. Use the value of your home to get a HELOC loan. Closing costs are only $25. So check with Lyon County's leading real estate lender first at esfcu.com or text or call them today to get started. 620-342-2336. Equal Housing Lender. NMLS ID 424226. Federally insured by NCUA.
Welcome to the ESU Buzz, and we're pleased to be joined this morning by Dr. Brent Thomas, Emporia State Provost and Vice President for Academic Affairs, and Dr. Nicole Webb, the new Dean for Emporia State School for Applied Health Sciences, as our topic today is updates from Emporia State's Academic Affairs, and there is plenty going on campus, that is for sure. Brent, good morning, how are you?
Hey, good morning. It's great to be with you this morning.
Always great to have you on. And Dr. Webb, good morning and welcome.
Good morning.
Nice to have you here as part of the ESU Buzz. We have plenty to get to today. New deans are the hot topic. So Brent, obviously, busy with some personnel moves on campus, it looks like.
You bet. We've had several dean searches underway. We just launched a search for the School of Business and Technology Dean. My good friend and colleague, Dr. Ed Bashaw, decided to retire. So we've got a search going on right now to identify the next dean of the School of Business and Technology. We also have the School of Humanities and Social Sciences search going on, and that one is about to finish up. We've had all the candidates on campus recently, working with the search committee, and hoping to be able to have some good news to report on that one shortly. But I'm really excited today to be here with Dr. Webb. Dr. Webb, as you know, is our new dean of the School of Applied Health Sciences, and I am very excited that she has chosen to join Hornet Nation. She comes to us with a lot of experience. She has been a faculty member. She's been a chair at two different institutions and also an associate dean recently in the College of Health Science and Technology over at University of Central Missouri. She is ready for this position. She is the right person, right time to lead the new school into the future. So I'm very excited to be here with Dr. Webb today to introduce her to the community of Emporia.
Well, Dr. Webb, we would like to welcome you to Emporia as well. How are things going as you onboard?
Thank you so much. And I just want to ditto Dr. Thomas. I am really very excited to have joined Hornet Nation, and I really look forward to leading the school into the innovation and just what really attracted me to Emporia State was the fact that it's such a student-centered, vibrant community. It's very close-knit, and that really attracted me, you know, to the job. So I'm really excited about being here. We have a lot of things on the horizon. We have a new building coming along for the nursing program. And what's really exciting about that is that not only will it serve nursing students, but it will also house the Student Wellness Center, which will be something that all students across campus will be able to utilize. So I'm really excited that our college is instrumental in also helping other students throughout the campus.
So
The onboarding has been great. Everyone has been very supportive, you know, as I begin my transition into the role. So I'm really thankful for all of the support that I've received from the community.
Well, Nicole, is it exciting to get in on the ground floor of all that's going on in the department up at Emporia State?
Oh, absolutely. It is so exciting. With the new structure of the school, I really look forward to bringing those four areas together and being able to collaborate and do some exciting things for our faculty and students.
Dr. Webb, I was going to ask you, as a matter of fact, to instead of focusing, I guess, maybe on your immediate, you know, career steps and things like that, but I wanted to go all the way back as to when you kind of felt that nursing was a possible career path for you and maybe a very fulfilling career path for you at that.
Absolutely. So we'll go back a few years then. just a few. So I will say that when I started in college, my actual first major was not nursing. It was actually engineering. And there was a medical event that took place that took me to a hospital as a young person. And the light bulb went off for me during that moment, and I decided to pursue nursing. Well, because of the way that the admission process was set up for nursing, being once a year, I actually decided to pursue a community college as the first step so that I would not have to wait an additional year to apply. So my route was very non-traditional for nursing. I actually started out at the community college, and from there I, you know, extended my education all the way to the terminal degree level. So I truly have transitioned from all the levels and steps of nursing as a clinician and also as an academic person. So I can say that nursing has been a wonderful field for me, definitely was the right choice. And something that my father reminded me of the other day was that my roots in nursing started as a child because my dad is type 1. A diabetic, and he used to let me give him his insulin shots at the table when I was a child. I had not really thought about that, but he pointed that out. So I think that my roots in nursing started long before I even realized it.
Yeah, understood on that. You mentioned here about your pursuit on the degree side, and there's, you know, the news release came out a couple of days ago about reaching the terminal degree status, which I was hoping that you could explain that, because there are probably a lot of people who are familiar with that term, and there are quite a few probably that are not. What does that mean, and what does that signify as you come on board to Emporia State?
Sure. So the terminal degree just simply means it's the highest degree that you can obtain in a particular area. And for nursing, there are some options. I have what's called a Doctor of Nursing Practice, or DNP degree. That degree is more clinical focused rather than research focused. And I chose that path because my master's degree was in the concentration of family nurse practitioner. So the DNP degree complements that really well as far as the clinical pieces go. There is the option, of course, of the PhD as well, which, of course, is more research-focused. But the whole point of getting that terminal degree is to be at the top of the profession. And this opened a lot of doors for me. That's why I'm able to pursue this job here at Emporia State, is because I do have that terminal degree.
So what made you lean towards academics out of a specific nursing practice, Dr. Webb?
Well, I started as a clinical instructor several years ago when I was pursuing my master's degree. I took a group of students to clinical and fell in love with the academic side. Once I graduated, they hired me full-time as a faculty member, and I just fell in love with academia because I felt like I had the best of both worlds. I was able to still practice as a clinician, but also provide education to the next generation of nursing students, and that appealed to me.
Dr. Nicole Webb and also Dr. Brent Thomas joining us here for the ESU Buzz as we really focus on new deans, and specifically, as we reported here earlier this week, Dr. Webb's announcement that she is now taking over as ESU School for Applied Health Sciences. Dr. Webb, I got to ask, what pointed you out to Emporia State University in addition to what Ron had mentioned here about the new facility that's under construction now?
So when I saw the position on Indeed, the first thing I did was I went to the website and I took a look. And as I stated, I could tell that it was a smaller community and that people seemed to be more connected. And also what drew me to it was the new composition of the college. It was similar to the composition of the college that I had previously worked under, and I felt as though I was familiar with the accreditations that the different programs have and that I would be able to function in that capacity. So I went for it. I went ahead and turned my application in, and I'm so happy that I did because now I get to be the new dean at Emporia State.
Yeah, and we're happy to have you here. And I'm sure, Dr. Webb, that you became familiar with what a rich and positive history the nursing department, the nursing school has here at Emporia State. And Brent, I would assume, you know, with given the history and the great program, just specifically in the nursing department we have here, that the application pool, I would assume, was pretty varied and quite vast.
Oh, absolutely. We had a strong results from our search for this position, as one can imagine. As you noted, you know, our nursing program has a long, rich history. You know, the highest among the highest NCLEX pass rates in the state, and much higher than the national average year after year. A great faculty across the board. So Dr. Webb is coming in, and she will have a very strong team of very great faculty to work with. As well as a brand new building coming online. And so I think we are poised to see some great things happening across the entire school, and in particular the nursing program.
Dr. Webb, what are your initial goals and objectives here, I guess maybe at the department level and then also at the student level?
Sure. One of my immediate goals is to just have an assessment of the current state and have a listening tour. I would love to hear from the faculty, staff, and students in all areas to understand their needs, their immediate goals, and see how they align with the institution's mission, vision, and goals. And I want to take that information and move the college forward, and I want to do that as a collaborative team effort so that everyone feels a part of this initiative. The other thing that I would love to do is to promote collaboration among the new areas while also increasing our community presence and also our community partnerships. That's very important to me, to expand Emporia State out and be known even more, so out into the community, and also to enhance our relationships.
And I would assume increase enrollment some way, somehow.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That would be part of our strategy there. Absolutely. We definitely need to recruit more students, and reaching out into the community would be key, and also gathering that information from current students, faculty, and staff is instrumental in knowing the right approaches to do that.
And I know, Brent, you know, the nursing department is such a great history, and normally the program is full or near full. Will the new building give you the opportunity to have more students apply and be accepted to the School of Nursing in Emporia State?
Yes, it will. It will increase our capacity, and I think also, more importantly, it's going to provide our students with better facilities, modern technologies, a modern simulator lab, which is, you know, a constantly evolving technology. The pace of that is rather quick these days. But our students are going to get to work in a fantastic new facility with the best of the best equipment and modern technology. And it's going to be really located right on the heart of campus, which is brand new,
yeah.
Giving it a lot more more visibility on campus. And, you know, I'd have to think, that, you know, that every university, including Emporia State University, has a large fraction of our students that come in as undecided. They haven't quite made up their mind what they want to do. And I think having nursing in the center of campus, with that greater visibility and ability to greater connect with students across campus, is probably going to convert a lot more of our students that have not quite made up their mind to move into our nursing program. So I'm expecting to see you know, multiple levels of growth and increases in this program as a result of new leadership and also a new location.
Outstanding. Well, Dr. Webb, thank you for joining us here today as you get on board with Emporia State University. Best of luck, and if you ever need anything, just let us know. We'll be happy to get the word out.
Thank you.
Yeah, good to talk to you, Dr. Webb. Dr. Thomas, Brent, always a pleasure.
You bet. Thank you much.
Have a great day. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yeah, Dr. Brent Thomas, Emporia State Provost and Vice President for Academic Affairs, and Dr. Nicole Webb, the new dean for ESU's School for Applied Health Sciences, joining us on the ESU Buzz this morning, brought to you by Emporia State University, hands-on learning that prepares students for successful careers. Discover the possibilities at emporia.edu, and by Emporia State Federal Credit Union, Lyon County's leading mortgage lender, NMLS number 424226. It's 8:46.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The government says the U.S. economy expanded at a healthy annual 2.4% pace in the last 3 months of 2024, supported by year-end surge in consumer spending, holding steady as well the number of people applying for unemployment benefits. The Justice Department this morning announcing that a